Back now with Day to Day in London, British police are investigating how a clinical drug trial went horribly wrong. Six previously healthy young men are now seriously ill in the hospital because they were testing a new anti-inflammatory medicine. Drug companies, which depend heavily on clinical trials to test new products, are following this story closely. And joining us from the Marketplace desk in London is Stephen Beard, who's also following this story closely. And Stephen, how unusual is this for this to happen during a clinical trial?
Very unusual indeed, and I should say that the six men that have been rushed to hospital, four of them have improved slightly, but the other two, it seems, are causing pretty serious concern.
So tell us how those other two, what are they suffering from?
Well, we don't know. That's the problem. This drug was developed by a small German biotech company. It's for conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and leukemia. The men's reaction to it was pretty violent. I mean, one of them, apparently, his head and neck swelled to three times its normal size, and his legs turned purple. One of the others was the 28-year-old boyfriend of Mefanwi Marshall. She says when she went to see him in the hospital, she was horrified at the transformation.
He's a young, gorgeous, hunky, like a stud, right? He's dark and gorgeous. And I walked in and he's looking puffed out like the Elephant Man, and he looks like a 45-year-old man who's had a cardiac arrest. They've just basically killed him within a day with one injection, a lethal injection.
Stephen, this is indeed alarming. Could this thing happen elsewhere in other clinical trials?
Well, we simply don't know whether it could perhaps happen in the US. I mean, medical experts here are absolutely mystified. They say that before a new drug is given to humans, it's tested intensively in the lab, it's tested on animals, and when it is finally given to humans, it's given in absolutely minute doses. So they say the cause of this catastrophic reaction is a complete mystery.
And are there any theories about what could have gone wrong?
Well, the dosage could have been wrong, the drug could have been contaminated, or it just simply could be the drug itself. It's provoked this violent and so far unexplained reaction.
And I suppose this will make it a lot more difficult for drug companies to recruit volunteers for clinical trials.
Yes, I think so. I mean, these guys apparently were paid $3,500. Usually there's no difficulty finding people to take part in these trials. But after this, well, it's obviously going to put a few people off because the consequences have been so horrific. And before I go, Madeleine, just a quick word about today's marketplace. No serious hazard to human health, I hope. We'll be talking, among other things, about a plan to jam cell phone signals in movie theaters.
Thank you. Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.